go ahead and call to order. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call.
Commissioner Hart.
Here.
Commissioner Mallow.
Here.
Commissioner Fowle.
Present.
Commissioner Veal.
Here.
Commissioner Lindler is absent today.
Recording in progress.
Approval of minutes from August 17th.
So moved.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same. Unanimous. Item number four, unscheduled appearances. Any person may address the commission on any subject matter within the jurisdiction or responsibility of the commission at the beginning of the meeting, or may elect to address the commission on any agenda item at the time the item is called by the chair. Unscheduled comments will be limited to 5 minutes. And due to the fact that staff is going to recommend continuance of the Kidder Creek item, I believe y'all came to speak on that, so I'll give you 5 minutes. Go ahead and come up to the podium. Clearly state your name and your address, please. Address will not be listed in the minutes, but your name will be.
Good morning. My name is Murray Taylor. I live at 5900 Emigrant Creek Road. And thanks for letting me talk about this morning. Misunderstood the directions in there, but I'm concerned about the expansion of the Kidder Creek Orchard Cabin. I know you've heard a lot about this. What I want to just state briefly is that I have quite a background in fire. I was a firefighter for 33 years in all 8 western states, Alaska, and even in the Yukon Territory. I acted in many capacities, even division supervisors. I've been on Diesel Rock Lookout now for 20 years, and I have attended Fire Safe Council meetings. I'm a member of the Scott Valley's Prescribed Burn Association, and I've done extensive burning on my own land out in Coors Valley. So I have quite a fire background. I speak with hopefully some authority here. I'm concerned about the whole idea of the expansion to that number. I actually think the camp is in peril at its current number. And I say that because a few years ago I started going around giving talks to watershed councils called Living in the Age of Catastrophic Fire. And that's what we do now. And so when talking about whether to allow the expansion of the camp, I think the Planning Commission and the board must consider catastrophic fire. Not low intensity fire, not medium intensity fire, not high intensity fire, but catastrophic fire, like the McKinney fire, the Slater fire, the lava fire. The Dixie fire was 100 miles long. The Carr fire was so extreme outside of Redding, it picked a pickup up and spun it into the air and threw it 100 yards, a fire tornado. So we do now live in an age. Greenville burned out in the Dixie fire. That was 100 miles long. At one point last year, when we had that river complex, there was fire from just outside of Callahan. Other than about a 10-mile stretch just below Coffee Creek that was not burned, there was fire from there on clear to almost Hayfork with the monument fire. In about 2014, we had a fire burn all the way from Happy Camp to Scott Bar. So what I'm saying is there's going to be talk about mitigating the danger of having that many people up the canyon. And from my experience as a fireman, I've been to the camp, I've looked at their safety zones, I've hiked the whole alternate so-called escape route that heads back over into Kidder Creek. And I find that in both cases, the safety zones and that escape route are woefully inaccurate, really, or inadequate in terms of the geography, the layout of the land, the fuels, the type of fuels, the dryness of the fuels, and the fact that over between Kellen's Lane and Patterson Creek and the pines there, there's a terrific amount of potential there for a tremendous storm to come in those pine woods where the fuel is built up there. And if a fire were to come on a hot wind day from the southeast there, immediately it would possibly cut off both the road in and out of the Kidd Agriculture Camp, because those roads are in the same quadrant. You want your escape route to be in the opposite direction that your other one. So you have, just look at the McKinney fire. A population along the river not much different than the Kidd Agriculture Camp now. They had a highway running through that little burg there.
One minute, sir.
2-lane highway, and 4 people died. The Scott Valley engine crew, 2665 and 2675, turned around when they had that micro collapse and things went bad. I saw it on the lookout. When they bailed out of there, it scorched the sides of their engines so much when they got to the road, one of the engine's brake lines was smoking. People, if that same kind of micro collapse happened over, there would be nowhere to shelter in place in the creek bottom. There'd be no safety zone up there. You're faced with a serious consideration here in terms of public safety. There's a lot at stake, and I trust that you'll make the best decision in the long-term public interest. Thanks.
Thank you. Any other unscheduled comments? Seeing none, any conflicts of interest to declare? Okay. Presentation of documents. All items presented to the commission during the hearing become permanent part of the record. 12 copies are requested to be presented. Blah, blah, blah. Number 7, availability of public records listed in the agenda. Read at your leisure. Protocol is also listed here for your reference, as is the right of appeal statement. We move into changes to the agenda items and consideration of agenda items to be continued. And we have the Kidder Creek Orchard Camp Zone change and use permit. Staff is requesting, would you like to make a formal request and reason as to why?
The desire is to make a request that we continue to the October meeting. Discussion.
And the October meeting, I'm aware, presents another challenge in that one of the four of us is not going to be here. So then we'll be down to 3 on this this project.
Well, hopefully nobody gets sick. We'll have a quorum, but 3's a... Hopefully nobody gets sick. We'll have a quorum. So we can go ahead with 3.
I'm not comfortable sitting here as chair hearing that project with only 3 of us. And so if one of the commissioners is unable to be here, I would accept a motion to continue it to November, not October.
So moved.
Okay, moved and seconded. Commissioner Mello moved. Commissioner Hart seconded. Any discussion amongst commissioners? All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same. Motion passes. Will be continued until November.